Now time for a locker room chat with Morehill Mad Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll after a couple more wins. Coach, you guys are 4-0. You guys win at Oski this past Friday, a tough Bears team. 49-31 was the final in this one. And coach, you guys' defense continues to play really well. Riley Cox was 17 points in that one. Your overall thoughts on your efforts this past Friday?
Yeah, we're a little concerned going into that game, being our third road game in a row, and we knew Oski's made great strides and is a solid team, and it was kind of a battle there early on. I think after the first quarter was tied, it was close to halftime, and we had a really good fourth quarter there Friday, which says a lot about, you know, your third road game, fourth quarter, second one of the week, that we kind of just still were playing really hard and had girls step up and hit some big shots there in the fourth quarter to kind of pull away there at the end. But yeah, they're a good team, and playing at their place on that day, we knew it was going to be tough, and it was. But yeah, credit to our girls, our defense kind of continues to spark us, and we kept playing tough all the way to the fourth quarter, and that really helped on Friday.
And coach, arguably your best half of basketball came on Tuesday. In the first half, you guys put up a ton of points in that first half, and you guys' defense played really well, giving up just 15. Your overall thoughts on how that game versus Jackson Heights went?
Yeah, I really couldn't say enough good things about our first half against Jackson Heights, who's always been a solid team and still is there yesterday. I mean, we played about as good of a first half as I've seen. We were scoring points. We were playing good defense. We were turning them over in the press. We got so many second chance offensive rebounds. I mean, we looked, every girl that we put out there was playing hard and giving us something. And it's one of those things, you go to halftime in that game and you didn't have a whole lot to say that we need to change for the second half, because that first half went so well. So that doesn't happen very often. But yeah, they played so hard and they really wanted that one. And I think it helped. That was our first home game too. So the girls were super fired up. And, I think a lot of people enjoyed watching that, but it was a lot of fun for them. And I'm glad they enjoyed it. But yeah, we are, again, another game that our defense kind of sparked us. We actually didn't shoot very well percentage-wise that game last night, but we still put up a lot of points, which says we were, you know, took some good shots, got some good shots out of our press and stuff like that. So that was fun to see.
48-34 was the final score in that one on the road. Another win for the Ravens. Coach, your guys' depth, I feel like, has been really a huge reason for your guys' continual success. Give us some insight on how you've been able to try to plug and play some of those pieces and get all the right pieces in the game at the right time.
Yeah, we have a ton of confidence in the girls we put in games. And you know, we've kept the same starting five recently, but we got girls coming off the bench that are right there. And we're easily comfortable going 8 deep, but if we need to go farther than that, we definitely can. And that's what makes our practices so fun and competitive, because we can put 10 and then sub in 12 out on the court that are all can play a little bit, and that makes us practice so much better. So that's the kind of depth we haven't had in a while, that when you can have that at practice, it just carries over, because our JV is actually 4-0-2, which says a lot, that we got a bunch of girls out there who are competing and can play and are having fun. So the fact that everybody's kind of accepting their role right now is huge. And our JV and varsity both starting 4-0 is a big positive, but it goes a long way in practices, and I think that's really starting to show.
So, Coach, now you guys finish up your 2023 portion of the schedule against a Pleasant Ridge team that has won 3 games in a row themselves, so they're kind of on a hot streak going in. This one will be on Friday. It'll be your final game before Christmas break. Coach, how important is it to finish this portion of the schedule on a high note?
Yeah, I think Friday has a chance to be about as good as a girls' basketball game as you'll see in the area, because they are solid. They've got good inside players. They've got good guards. They've got a ton of seniors. They've got a lot of experience. I mean, they are a solid team, and they only lost being a 1-point loss there early in the season. So, and I think they're a preseason favorite in our league. So they're a great team. We know they're going to be prepared, and we're glad to get them in our place the first game. But it's going to be a heck of a game, and one I think a lot of people will look forward to watching. We're going to have to shoot well, and then we're going to have to be physical rebounding, because we know that's the strength of theirs. But hopefully, we've been really pleased with what we've done so far pre-Christmas. And, your last game before Christmas is always one you have to sit on and think about for a long time, because you don't play again for several weeks. So that's always a big one to hope you play well. So, we're looking forward to the challenge at our place on Friday, and it should be a fun one.
It really should. And this one being at home for you guys, that is a big factor as well. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and have a Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you in 2024.
Hey, thanks, Jared. Merry Christmas.
That was Morehill Mad Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.